The afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back, everyone, to Fritz and Friends, 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. I'm Cheryl Fritz, along with Scott Eckersley this evening. It's a big night for parties around town and restaurants and bars, and one of the favorites in East Lansing certainly is Harper's. Joining me on the phone right now is Pat Riley, who's owner of Harper's and Club Rush in East Lansing. Good evening, Pat.
Hey, Cheryl, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well. You're about ready to hit it big time here, aren't you? It's gearing up time.
Yeah, the doors open upstairs in Harper's at 7 o'clock and downstairs in Club Rush at 9 o'clock. So we're just about ready to go.
So I appreciate taking a few minutes tonight. What kind of night are you expecting, and what kind of events do you have going on? And maybe first, I'm familiar with Harper's, but not Club Rush. Maybe you could tell me about both venues.
Sure. Harper's, as you know, is a restaurant and brew pub, and we'll have about 500 people in here tonight. We're pretty much sold out in advance. We hold a few tickets back at the door for general admission. But we've got a band tonight, Square Pegs, out of Detroit. It's a female-fronted 80s band, which the crowd really likes. And there's a dinner buffet. There's a midnight breakfast buffet, champagne toast at midnight, all those kinds of things. So it's a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Yeah. And downstairs is Club Rush. That's a nightclub. That'll have DJ Bobo Lai. He's just back from Hong Kong for about 3 or 4 months performing over there. And down there, there'll be a midnight breakfast buffet. There's, you know, some people have champagne at their tables. And there'll be about 450 people down there. And there's just a few general admission tickets that we hold back because that's pretty much sold out also.
Well, how much fun is it being a patron, and you've done this year after year, to have sold out venues on New Year's Eve with a crowd of close to 1,000 folks in your establishment?
It's pretty nice. We'll have probably about 1,300 people come through the door tonight, both upstairs and down. And tonight we treat it kind of specially. We do it 2 clubs for the price of one. So we open up internal stairways between Club Rush and Harper's to allow people to move upstairs and down. So they can be enjoying part of the band for a little while, and if they want to go down to a DJ, they can do that. So it's basically one huge party of about 1,000 people.
So you said you held out a few tickets. So there might be some lucky folks, if they didn't already get tickets, if they come by, might have a shot at getting in this evening.
That's correct. That's correct. We always hold a few back for the people who make their last-minute plans.
And there are those of us who do that. dinner buffet sounds pretty extensive. What's on the menu?
There's about 5 entrees on the menu, from turkey to ravioli to pesto chicken pasta. There's a fish on the menu. There's a number of things, you know, with salads and fruits and all that kind of stuff. So it's an all-you-can-eat buffet for all the people who are here for the dinner portion of it.
I'm loving the fact that then there's breakfast. What time is breakfast served?
Right at midnight. We have a huge breakfast buffet so that everybody gets to eat after they've been having a few adult beverages for a couple hours.
There you go. That's just good business, isn't it?
Yep.
Any party favors?
They all have hats and horns. Everybody gets party favors as you come through the door or at your table. So everybody's got hats, horns, you know, tiaras, streamers. We have a few thousand balloons that drop from the ceiling, both upstairs and downstairs. So it's like, and we've got a huge video wall that broadcasts, you know, Times Square and the ball dropping, so everybody can see it happen before their eyes. They don't have to be looking at the watch. So everybody has a great time.
Absolutely. Tell me about the bowl game tomorrow. Okay, you fed everybody breakfast. You're getting them out the door. Do we have something special going on for the Capital One Bowl with the Spartans tomorrow afternoon?
Yeah, we sure do. There's nothing like a little hair of the dog, I guess, when you get up tomorrow. We open at noon tomorrow on January 1st. The game will be at 1 o'clock, and we have a number of specials going on during the day. We generally have a pretty large crowd for Michigan State Bowl games. We don't do any kind of advance tickets or anything like that. But people can call for reservations if they want, or just show up at the door. I realize some people had a little hard time getting out of bed on New Year's Day, but it's the Spartans. You got to come out and watch them beat Nick and the Alabama Crimson Tide.
There you go. How many TVs do you have inside?
Oh, we've got over 20 TVs, plus flat screen TVs, plus we've got 2 large video walls that take up one wall of the restaurant.
Wow.
That's all in HD.
Wow. So definitely the place to go to come in and watch. And again, obviously a huge seating area when you're talking the numbers that you told me earlier.
Right. We usually have very large crowds for big Michigan State events like bowl games, football games, the NCAA basketball tournament, things like that. Because it's a great place to come and watch it because you're watching it with all the same Spartan fans. So there's a great synergy in the crowd when that happens.
Absolutely. It's got to be a lot of fun. How long has Harper's been in business?
Since 1997.
Wow. Well, clearly you're doing it right.
Well, we appreciate that.
We were talking a few minutes ago with a gentleman who's the manager of Big Daddy Taxi on safety, and I just wanted to take a moment to ask you, you know, sometimes folks have a little too much tonight. Does Harper's and Club Rush, do they have plans in effect to help folks get home safely?
There is the city of East Lansing has we'll call it a taxi stand that accommodates about 10 or 20 taxis, and it happens to be right out in front of Harper's. So that's where they park, that's where they all line up, and anybody who comes in and out or needs any assistance with driving home, there's always a ton of taxis right outside the front door.
Well, I think that getting home safely is as important as having a nice time, so I appreciate you telling us all about that. Well, Pat Riley, the owner of Harper's and Club Rush in East Lansing, Happy New Year to you and your family.
Happy New Year to you, and I hope everybody has a safe and happy New Year.
Sounds very good. Well, we know one place it'll be a fun party this evening at Harper's in East Lansing. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after these messages. We'll see you in just a bit.